Please pray with me.
请跟我一起祷告。
Father God, we ask that your word would be our guide.
父神，我们恳求你的话语成为我们的指引。
Help us to follow you by your spirit.
帮助我们能够跟随你的灵。
May your son Jesus Christ be our focus.
愿主耶稣我们的主成为我们一切所有专注的地方。
And may your glory be our greatest concern.
愿你自己的荣耀成为我们最大的一个想法。
Lord, may the words that you speak through me be remembered.
愿你自己的话语来跟我们所有的会众来讲话。
And let nothing that's just from me be remembered.
愿没有一件事情来阻挡我们能够听到你的话语。
We ask these things in your name.
我们奉主你的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Preparing to go to college is a big task for any high school student.
预备申请大学对每一个高中的学生来讲都是一件很大的事情。
They must work hard for 4 years in high school to earn good grades.
他们必须在高中四年当中很努力的去做功课才能够有好的成绩。
They must study diligently for the SAT or SAT subject test or the AP exams.
他们要很认真来预备SAT, SAT subject, AP 等等的这些考试。
They spend hours writing application essays and editing them so that they can be sent out to colleges.
他们要花很多的时间 来写这个申请学校的文章，所以他们才能够修改，对每个学校修改，然后才能够申请寄出去这些申请。
Even parents sacrifice as they pay the application fees so that students can apply to an average of 10 to 12 different colleges.
每个孩子的父母亲也都要牺牲要付很多的这个申请的费用，所以他们才能够去申请十到十二所学校。
And they wait weeks, months just to hear back from these colleges.
然后几个星期或往后的几个月中间就是在等候学校的一个通知。
After this, students deal with the emotions of either being accepted or being rejected by colleges.
然后他们就要处理这个情绪上的问题，不管是被接受了或者是被拒绝了。
And when this time passes, as they pick their top choices, they visit different schools and they fill out the FAFSA.
然后之后呢，他们知道了哪一所学校以后，他们去决定一个最好的一个学校，然后他们就要去拜访这些学校。
Finally, it comes time for a decision.
最后到了一个决定的时刻。
After they choose which schools to attend, they spend time packing, moving in, and settling in for the first year at college.
然后他们决定最好合适他们的学校以后，他们就要花时间忙着打包，然后呢要搬家，然后要安顿好，在第一年开学以前就安顿好。
All that hard work and preparation has gotten into college, but college will end in just 4 or 5 years.
这预备呢，都是为了要让一个学生能够在大一的时候进入一所学校，但是这些事情都在4到5年中间就结束了。
All of this preparation is definitely a big task for any high school student.
所以说这申请预备大学对每一个高中的学生来讲都是一个很大的事情。
Today is Sunday.
今天是星期天主日。
It is the day that Christians gather together to worship the living God.
这是基督徒聚集敬拜我们永活真神的日子。
And as we sang this morning, entering into the presence of God is an incredible experience.
像我们今天早上唱的诗歌一样，进到神的同在是一个非常美好的一个经历。
I would even argue that entering into the presence of the Almighty God is more incredible than being accepted to or entering into college.
我会说，能够进入到真神的同在，会比这个得到任何大学入学许可更要是美好的经验。
And students spend four years in high school preparing to go to college. How much do we prepare?To come to worship.
这些孩子们花这么多时间来预备上大学，那我们花什么样的努力来预备今天早晨的敬拜呢？
How is it that we come to worship God?
我们花什么样的努力来预备敬拜神呢？
What are we doing Monday through Saturday to get ready to worship God on Sunday?
我们星期一到星期六早晨有做什么样的努力来预备主日早晨的敬拜吗？
In other words, how do you and I prepare for worship? Or how can we come to worship?
换句话说，我们如何来预备主日崇拜，或者我们该怎么样来崇拜？
These questions are answered by looking at Psalm 24.
这些问题的答案都在诗篇二十四篇。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 24. We'll be spending our time there this morning.
如果你有圣经的话，让我们打开圣经诗篇二十四篇。就今天早晨，我们要花一些时间来看。
But before we look at this Psalm, let me tell you where we're going with this sermon.
在我们深入这段经文之前，让我来告诉你我们怎么样对这个讲道分段。
The sermon can be split into three sections.
这篇讲道我们可以把这诗篇呢分成三个部分。
It can be verses 1 and 2, verses 3 through 6, and verses 7 through 10.
所以经文1到2节、3到6节、7到10节。
And we'll look at verses 1 and 2 and 7 to 10 together because they talk about God as King.
所以我们要一起来先看1到2节和7到10节，因为它谈到神是君王这个主题。
And then we'll look at verses 3 through 6, which talk about who can see this King.
然后我们再来看经文的3到6节，说到谁可以见到这位君王。
So, as we look at the Psalm, we'll see what it meant then and what it means today.
所以我们来详细的看这篇诗篇的话，我们就知道原来这篇诗篇意思是什么，然后我们再来看这篇诗篇对我们现代人有什么意义。
So let's look together at verses 1 and 2.
所以我们那一起来看经文1到2节。
Will you read it for us?
一到二节，第一节，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。
These two verses point to God's sovereignty, to His role as King.
这段经文指出来神的一个主权，他的角色就是君王。
Verses 1 and 2 explain that God is King for two reasons.
一到二节解释说神是君王有两个原因。
First, God is sovereign. He rules over all because He created it all.
首先，神是至高无上，他统管万有，因为万有都是他所创造的。
Because He created it, it belongs to Him.
因为他创造了这个世界，所以这世界万有都属于他。
We understand that what's created by a person belongs to them.
我们知道一个人创造某一件东西，这样东西就是属于他的。
For example, an engineer designs a new patent.
举个例子来说，一个工程师他设计了一个新的专利。
It's theirs to do with as they wish.
他可以按着他的愿望，高兴怎么做都可以。
They can save it or sell it.
他可以把它保留住，或者是把它卖掉。
And similarly, God is the owner of our world because He made it.
同样的，神拥有这个世界，因为他创造这个世界。
He can determine what is done with it because rightfully it belongs to him.
他可以决定这个世界做什么，因为他是属于神的。
This is one fact that points to God's rule over creation.
这是一个事实，说明了神统治他所创造的世界。
God is also seen as king in verse 2 because he brings order from chaos.
神也是君王，从第二节以后我们可以看到，因为他从混乱中带出秩序来。
In the midst of people back then,the ocean or the seas was a source of disorder and chaos.
所以从前古时候的人传说海洋原本是一片混乱。
Because God founded the earth upon the seas and established it on the waters, He brought order out of chaos.
所以从第二节中间我们看到神把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上，他从混乱中带出秩序出来。
Bringing order out of chaos is something that kings do.
所以这就是君王所做的，他把一个混乱带出秩序出来。
This is what King David did when he became king, because he defeated the Philistines and brought peace to Israel.
这也是大卫做王的时候为以色列所做，因为他战胜了非利士人，带给以色列和平。
So God is king because he created all things and because he brings order out of chaos.
所以神是君王，因为两件事情，他创造了万有，第一，第二，他从混乱中带出秩序来。
God is also seen as king in verses 7 through 10.
从七到十节，我们也可以看出来，神是被称为君王的。
Will you please read them?
七到十节，众城门啊，你们要抬起头来；永久的门户，你们要被举起。那荣耀的王将要进来。第八节，荣耀的王是谁呢？就是有力有能的耶和华。 在战场上有能的耶和华。众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要把头抬起。那荣耀的王要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
Let me explain how these verses are set up.
让我来解释一下这段经文是怎么样的安排。
These verses are meant to be antiphonal, which means that one group reads one part to ask the question and the other group responds.
这段经文是一种轮唱式，或者我们叫做起应式的。有一群人先说一段话，那么另外一群人会回应。
So verse 7 would be people outside of the city gate, and verse 8, the beginning,is asked by people inside of the city gate.
所以从第七节呢是城门外的人，这群人在说话，而第八节呢是城门里面的人来提问题。
The question and answer goes back and forth a few times.
然后你会看到好像是一个问答接力的，来来回回好几次。
The purpose of this is to once again establish that God is king.
所以这一段经文的目的就是要来强调神是君王。
This is seen in the fact that in these verses, God triumphs over his enemies.
所以这段经文里面，我们看到有一群人要强调神战胜他的敌人。
The words strong and mighty, or mighty in battle, are used to point to military strength and victory.
第八节有讲到有力有能和在战场上有能，这个形容词是来指向军事实力和战胜。
In verse 10,God is called the Lord Almighty, which could be translated as the Lord of Hosts or the Lord of Armies.
第十节，神被称为全能之主。这句话我们中文和合本圣经是翻译成万军之耶和华。
This God who is coming into the city is king because he triumphs over his enemies.
这位君王呢，这位神进入了城门，因为他战胜了他的敌人。
There is no outside threat to his rule.
没有任何外来的这个威胁可以威胁他的统治。
So God is king because he created all things, he brought order out of chaos, and because he triumphs over his enemies.
所以他是一个荣耀君王，因为他创造万有，而且他从困难中带出秩序出来，而且他战胜了他敌人。
Okay, now we go back to verse 3.
所以我们回到经文的第三节。
After explaining God's kingship, David presents a couple of questions.
大卫在这边他就提出来一些问题。第三节讲到谁能登耶和华的山，谁能站在他的圣所。
The hill of the Lord is a reference to Jerusalem.
耶和华的山是指耶路撒冷这个城。
This means that if because the city of Jerusalem is on a hill, people would have to literally go up or ascend into the city.
耶路撒冷是一个山城，所以一个人如果住在耶路撒冷外面，他要进城就是往上爬或是走上去。
And the phrase, his holy place, is a reference to the Temple Mount, which was part of the city.
他的圣所这句话是指的圣殿山，也是耶路撒冷城里面的一部分，一个区域。
By asking these questions, David is asking, who is able to see this great and holy king?
所以大卫问这个问题是说，谁能够见到这个伟大的而圣洁的君王呢？
The answer is given in verse 4.
所以是谁呢？这个答案就在第四节。第四节就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。
Those who live rightly, those who are holy, can see the king.
就是那些很正直过生活，那些很圣洁的人可以见到君王。
This verse addresses right actions and right motivations, both towards God and towards others.
所以这个答案呢，提到了和对神都是正确的行动和正确的动机。
Let's look at it section by section.
那我们一段一段来看。
A person with clean hands is a person who does what is right.
一个守节的人，手很清洁的人，是做正确的事情的人。
They have kept themselves from willful sins. They have done what is good and right. They have not made their hands dirty through indecent action.
所以他们是远离明明可知的一些罪恶，他们会去做好的正确的事情，他们也让他们自己的手没有去沾染不恰当的行为。
The same person has right motivations, having a pure heart.
这些人有好的动机，他们有一个纯洁的心。
They have repented of their sins and seek to live purely.
他们会对他们所犯的罪孽呢来悔改，并且寻求过一个圣洁、纯洁的生活。
They have prayed the same prayer which David prays later in Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God.
他们会像大卫一样的祷告，正如大卫在诗篇五十一篇所说的，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，这样的祷告。
The person who may see God also lives in right relationship with God.
这样的想要见神的人也是与人有正确关系的人。
This person does not lift up their soul to an idol, literally, to what is false or vain.
这样的人不把自己的灵魂交给偶像，我们和合本圣经翻译成不向虚妄。
In other words, they live wholeheartedly for God, knowing that God is the King and is the only one whom they should worship.
换句话说，他们是全心为神的，知道神他的君王是他们独独要敬拜的。
Finally, the person who can see God is the person who lives in right relationship with others.
最后呢，这里我们可以看到，想要见君王的人是他与别人有正确关系的人。
Here it says they do not swear by what is false or swear falsely.
所以这里说到他们是不发假誓，或者是说起誓不怀诡诈。
In other words, this person makes a promise and keeps it. They do not lie, but they keep their word.
换句话说，这个人是遵守诺言的，他不是一个骗子，他说到做到，他是值得信赖的。
They are trustworthy and reliable.
他是可靠的，他是可以信赖的。
This is the kind of person who does what is right for the right reasons, both toward God and others, who will receive blessing, as verse 5 points out.
这样的人呢，他是以正确的动机来做正确的事情，无论是他对神或是对人，他都会得到祝福，正如第五节所指出来的。第五节我来读，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他诚意。
But when it says blessing, what does that mean?
这里说到祝福、赐福是什么意思呢？
Albert Barnes, a commentator from another generation, explains.
从另外一个世代的这个圣经注释家亚伯巴恩斯来解释这段圣经，他说道。
He says the blessing referred to here means God's favor and his friendship.
他说这里所指的一个祝福是指神的一个眷顾和神的友谊。
This person who can worship God will also receive vindication from God his Savior.
这样的人也可以获得神的一个肯定。
In other words, they will be declared righteous by God who provides salvation.
换句话说，他们被提供这个救恩的神称为义。
But it needs to be made clear that this righteousness, this vindication, is not given as a reward for right action, but rather as a gift from God.
所以我们这里要解释一下，因为这不是因为他所做的很好的事情得到奖赏，而是一个神的礼物而得以称义。
The great English preacher Charles Spurgeon explains.
伟大的英国传教士查尔斯斯布珍是这么说的。
They do not ascend the hill as givers, but as receivers, and they do not wear their own merit for the righteousness which they have received.
他们来到耶和华的山，不是要来给神什么，而是从神来领受的。他们不是带自己的优点来，而是来领受神的义的。
And David continues with verse 6, providing a summary answer to verse 3.
大卫呢，继续在第六节提供了一个针对第三节所做的一个答案。第六节是这么说的：这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
This is the generation of those who seek your face.
这就是想要寻求耶和华的人。
So who can go up the hill of the Lord?
所以谁可以登上耶和华的山呢？
Who can come to worship?
谁能够来崇拜神呢？
There's those who want to see God, those who want to meet with God in worship.
就是那些想要见神面的人，就是那些想要看到神的人。
They have received vindication from God.
他们想要得到拯救他们的神的肯定。
And because of this, they live rightly, both in thought and in deed, towards God and towards others.
正因为如此，他们过了一个正直的一个生活，无论是对人或对神，或者在行为上或者在思想上，他们过一个正直的生活。
And this is all well and good, but what does this have to do with you and I today?
这些都是很好，但是这与我们现在有什么样的关系呢？
This psalm answers today's question, how do we come to worship?
这篇诗篇是回答我们刚刚那个问题，我们如何来敬拜神？
This is because this psalm is all about worship.
这篇诗篇就是在讲到如何来敬拜。
It has historically been used by people as they prepare to worship God.
传统上这个诗篇就是说到人们怎么来预拜、预备敬拜神。
And it explains how we can prepare ourselves as we come to worship.
因此它也帮助我们自己来预备敬拜神。
The fact that this psalm is all about worship is seen in the phrases that are associated with worship.
这篇诗篇所用的这个词句呢，都是相关于敬拜神的。
Verse 3 basically asks, who can be in the Lord's presence?
第三节呢，基本上是在问谁可以进入神的同在。
And this is what we do in worship. We come to be in God's presence.
这就是我们在崇拜中所做的，我们一起聚集来到进入神的同在。
Specifically, the question, who may ascend the hill of the Lord, is the same as asking, what is required for acceptable worship of God?
就更进一步的说，这个问题问到谁可以上耶和华的山是一样的问题，就是在问谁可以在崇拜中得神的喜悦。
And asking who may stand in his holy place is the same as asking who is worthy to stand before God.
那么如果问一个问题说谁可以站在他的圣所，也是同等于在问一个问题说谁配得站在神的面前。
By asking these questions, David gives us a picture of what is required of those who desire to worship the King of Glory.
这里就是大卫好像描述了一幅景象，一个图画，告诉我们那些想要敬拜君王的人都要有一些预备。
Moreover, verse 6 uses the phrase "seek your face," which is a phrase we use today as we talk about worshiping God.
再来第六节用到的寻求他的面，也是我们今天在敬拜中我们会用到的一种词句。
So this psalm addresses how we come to worship.
这一篇诗篇呢，是来告诉我们如何来敬拜神。
But before we come to worship, we must know why we worship.
但是在我们前来敬拜神之前呢，我们要知道为什么我们要敬拜神。
This psalm also helps us there by explaining that God is King.
这篇诗篇帮助我明白为什么我们要敬拜神，因为神是君王。
The thing that separates us from those who originally used this psalm is that we are on the other side of the coming of the Messiah.
读这篇诗篇的这个人原来的人跟我们现在人是不一样的，因为我们站在另外一边，在时间走另外一边，因为以前的人是在期盼弥赛亚来到。
In other words, they look forward to the day when God would come among his people and enter Jerusalem.
换句话说，就是以前这些人呢，他们是期盼神到他们当中，并且进入耶路撒冷。
Today we know Jesus as the one who entered Jerusalem as King, and who through his death and resurrection reigns forever and ever.
而我们今天人已经知道，耶稣已经以君王的身份进入了耶路撒冷，并且借着他的死而复活，掌管到永远。
The psalm also explains that God is King by virtue of his creation, and by virtue of the fact that he triumphs over his enemies.
这篇诗篇解释了神透过他的创造并且他击败他的仇敌，因此他是君王。
And in the New Testament, we see Jesus Christ confirmed as king because he created the world, as is seen in John 1:1-3 and Colossians 1:16-18.
所以在新约中我们也可以透过约翰福音1章1-3节、哥罗西书1章16-18节，确认耶稣是创造的君王。
Jesus also reigns as king because he is the Lord of glory, as the Apostle Paul asserts in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 8.
耶稣基督也是统管的君王，因为他是荣耀的主，正如保罗在哥林多前书2章8节所确认的。
As king, Jesus has defeated disease, he's defeated death, and he's defeated the devil.
他是一个君王，他战胜了疾病，他战胜了死亡，他战胜了魔鬼。
Jesus Christ reigns over all, and there is no outside threat to his rule.
耶稣基督统管万有，没有外在力量可以威胁他的统管。
So today, when we come to worship, we worship our God.
所以今天我们来敬拜呢，是来敬拜我们的神。
We worship the Father who rules, our Lord and King Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who rules in our hearts and lives.
所以我们来敬拜掌管我们的天父，敬拜我们的主耶稣基督和圣灵。 And when, 看到我们的心和生活的圣灵。
And when we know this great God who rules over all as the King of Glory, we are motivated to come to worship.
当我们认识到这位伟大的神，并且知道他掌管万有的荣耀君王的时候，让我们想要来敬拜他。
But how do we come to worship God?
但是我们怎么样来敬拜他呢？
To put it simply, we come to God on His terms.
简单的说，我们来敬拜他，我们来见他是按着他的方式。
Because God is the Lord of glory, we can't come to God in our own way, as if we determine what's proper in approaching the King. Instead, He establishes how we're to enter into His presence, as verses 3 and 4 indicate.
我们因为他是一个荣耀的主，所以我们不能用自己的方法来见他。我们好像我们自己决定说什么是合适的方法来见他。相反的，神是他是主，所以我们要用他的方法来见他。正如第三到第四节所说的。
One commentator asks, by what right do we come into God's presence? We only come by right of holiness.
所以有几经家这么说，我们有什么权利可以进入神的同在呢？我们只能按着圣洁的权利来进入他的同在。
And this is seen at the end of verse 3.
这从第三节的后半段我们可以看到。
In other words, we come to worship God because He is our holy King.
换句话说，我们来敬拜神，因为他是一个圣洁的君王。
And as our holy King, He determines how we are to approach His throne.
因为他是一个圣洁的君王，所以他来决定我们要如何才能靠近他的宝座。
So how do we do it?
所以我们如何做呢？
We must be holy.
我们必须要圣洁。
Listen to what Hebrews 12 verse 14 says.
我们来看希伯来书12章14节怎么说的。
Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. For without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
希伯来书12章14节是这么说的，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a small or light thing.
弟兄姐妹，这不是一个小事情。
This verse clearly explains what the psalm asserts.
这个经文很清楚地来说明了这篇诗篇所确认的一件事情。
If we want to come to worship God, if we want to seek His face, we must be holy. We must live rightly.
如果我们要来敬拜神，如果我们想要寻求他的面，我们必须圣洁，我们必须正确正直地过生活。
So verse 4 explains how.
这第四节来解释说如何可以做到。
It points to out that those who are worthy to come in God's presence are those who live rightly, doing what is right for the right reasons, both in relationship to God and to others.
所以他讲到就是那些配得进入神同在是过一个正确的生活，不论是对人或对神，他所因为有正确的动机做正确的事情。
Those who prepare to worship God must be pure inside and out. In other words, they must be holy.
那些准备要来敬拜神的必须不管是内在外在都是纯洁的。
This is seen in their relationship with God as a response to who He is as King and to what He has done in providing blessing and righteousness.
这也就是说他们和神的关系也是他们怎么样回应神是君王，因为他为我们带来祝福使我们得以称义。
One commentator explains,Those who worship are those who accept the rule of the sovereign God.
有一个解经家这么说的，那些真正敬拜神的人就是接受全能神来掌管他们生活的人。
It is those who live under the rule of the King of Glory who will also live rightly in relationship with others as they prepare for worship.
而那些愿意生活在荣耀君王掌管他们生活的人，也是他可以跟别人友好关系的人，因为他们准备要敬拜神。
Psalm 15 explains.
诗篇十五篇有这样的解释。
It says, Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary?
十五篇第一节说，耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？
In other words, who can come before you in worship?
换句话说，谁可以来到你的跟前来敬拜你呢？
It then answers that those who live rightly are those who may dwell in God's presence.
就是那些能够寄居在他的帐幕，能够住在他圣山的人。
Just listen to a partial list from Psalm 15.
所以我们可以从这个所要的这些 资格里头一小部分来看一下，这些人的资格是什么？
It says those who have a blameless walk.
那些生活是没有指责，无可指责的。
It is those who speak the truth.
那些说实话的。
Those who do not slander or harm their neighbor.
那些不说毁谤邻居或是不伤害邻居的。
Those who hate evil.
那些很恨恶邪恶的。
Those who keep their word.
那些说话算话的。
Those who act justly.
那些行为正直的。
It is those who live rightly with others who may dwell in God's sanctuary.
只有那些正确生活的人可以居住在神的圣所。
For another example from the Old Testament, you can look at the book of Leviticus.
另外一个在旧约例子就是我们可以从旧约利未记当中去看到。
There it says number of times, be holy because I the Lord, that is the sovereign, the king, am holy.
那里说到很多次。说到你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
Not only is it found in the Old Testament, but it's also in the New.
这不只是在旧约中提到，在新约也有说到。
The need for holiness in our relationships with others was addressed again and again by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣在登山宝训中也提到很多次，我们和人的关系是需要圣洁的。
He explained that we are to do to others what we'd have them do to us.
强调你要别人怎么待你，你就要怎么样对待别人。
He explained that we need to forgive others and seek forgiveness from others whom we have wronged.
他说过我们要原谅别人，要寻求那些我们对他们做错事情的人的原谅。
And he told us much more.
他告诉我们要更多。
Living holy lives, doing what is right in action and in thought, in relationship with God and with others is essential if we want to come to worship.
他告诉我们说，过一个圣洁的生活，做正确的事，有正确的思想。如果我们要来到神的面前敬拜他，与神有和人有和好的关系，这些都是很重要的事情。
The question then becomes, how do you and I live our lives?
那么这个问题就变成了说，你我如何过我们的生活？
Scripture clearly explains that to see God, to be in His presence.To worship Him, we must be holy because He is holy.
圣经很清楚地来说到说，来见神，来到他的同在中间，来敬拜他，我们必须圣洁，因为他，我们的神是圣洁的。
So, for example, we cannot be living in sin.
举例来说，我们不能生活在罪中。
We cannot just accept the sin in our lives, ignoring it, or at worst, delighting in it,throughout the week and then expect to come into the presence of God on Sunday morning.
我们不能够接受罪在我们的生活中忽略它，甚至更差一点就是我们整个星期都喜欢在罪中，然后期待星期天早晨能够进入到神的崇拜。
We cannot be living in rebellion to God if we claim to desire to worship Him.
如果我们说我们渴望来敬拜神，我们不能生活在悖逆神的当中。
But if we are holding on to our sin, then we are living in rebellion to the King.
如果我们继续沉浸在我们的罪当中，我们就是悖逆这位君王。
But maybe you don't connect with the King language. After all, none of us here have a King in America.
也许你听不懂这样君王这种说法，因为在美国这里没有国王。
So let me ask the question in a different way.
所以让我来问这个问题，用另外一个方法来问这个问题。
How can you and I come to praise God for His rule and yet value other things more than we value God?
你我如何来赞美神的掌管，而却能够更重视别的事情，过于重视神呢？
It is easy to see what you value by looking at how you spend your time or how you spend your money.
我们很容易的从你如何来花你的时间和花你的金钱来观察你重视什么事情。
If someone were to look at your day-to-day life, would they be able to tell that you follow Jesus Christ throughout the week by looking at your daily schedule or by looking at your bank statements?
如果有人来审视你的生活的话，他们是不是很容易就可以从你每天的行程和你银行的账户的这个记录来了解你呢？
Do you put things ahead of God throughout the week and then give God Friday night and Sunday morning?
你是不是整个星期都把其他事情看得比神重要，然后只把星期晚上和星期天早晨给神呢？
If this is what you're doing, brothers and sisters, this cannot be.
弟兄姐妹这样，如果是你这样做的话，这样是不行的。
If God is king, then we must order our lives in a way that shows that we value Him more than anything or anyone else.
如果神是君王的话，我们必须重整我们的生活来重视神，超过一切其他的事情。
Coming to worship on Sunday while holding on to sin or valuing other things more than God is an offense to Him.
星期天来敬拜神，却继续沉浸在罪中，或是重视其他事情比神重要，是一种冒犯。
It is an insult. It is a disgrace. It is a disrespect to the very King of Heaven.
它是一种侮辱，是一种不光彩，是一个对神独一的神一种不尊敬。
Coming to God with right actions on Sunday morning, but with a wrong heart, is detestable to God.
即使来到神面前做对的事情，但是如果是我们的心不对的话，神也是憎恶的。
Proverbs 15:8 says that God detests the sacrifice of the wicked.
箴言15:8说到。
And Proverbs 21:27 says the sacrifice of the wicked is detestable. How much more so when brought with evil intent?
箴言21:27也有说到，我来为大家读好了。15:8，二人献祭为耶和华所憎恶，正直人祈祷为他所喜悦。21:27是这么说的：二人的祭物是可憎的，何况他存恶意来献呢？
So let me explain.
所以让我来为大家解释。
These wicked people were doing the right things according to Old Testament law.
其实这些恶人根据旧约的律法，他们是做对的事情。
They were bringing sacrifices to God.
他们把祭物带到神的面前来。
But that's just it. They were only going through the motions, only acting it out.
但是那些只是祭物耶，那只是进行这些事情而已。
And it is this kind of thing where they're just acting it out and harboring sin in their hearts that God detests.
他们虽然进行这些事情，但是他们的心中仍然有罪，所以这是神为什么所憎恶他们。
We cannot expect that God will be delighted with our worship of Him if we disobey Him, Friday, Monday through Saturday.
我们不能期待神会喜悦我们对他的敬拜，我们不能期待如果我们没有在星期，就是整个星期都过一个和他喜悦的生活。
Why would we expect God to eagerly invite us into His presence on Sunday when we deny Him by how we live our lives throughout the rest of the week?
所以我们如何能期待神在星期天会很热切地邀请我们进入他的同在？如果我们在其他星期一到星期六过着神所喜悦我们所过的生活呢？
It is an offense, it is an affront to God for us to deny Him by living in sin and then come to seek His presence on Sunday morning as if everything is all right.As if nothing happened.
这是一种冒犯，这是对神的一种轻蔑。如果我们拒绝神而去过在罪恶当中，然后星期天想要进入他的同在。
God will not put up with it.
神不会容忍这样的事情。
We must come before the Holy King of Glory on His terms and not on our own.
我们必须来到荣耀的王面前。按着他的方式，按着他的条件，而不是按着我们自己的方式。
So what can you or I do?
所以你我可以怎么做呢？
We must check ourselves.
我们必须来检验、检视我们自己。
Ask yourself, am I preparing myself for worship?
问我自己说，我是否预备好来敬拜神？
Do I really want to be in the presence of God?
我真的想要进入神的同在吗？
Do I really want to seek His face?
我真的想要寻求他的面吗？
If you do, then you will seek to be holy because God is holy.
如果你真的是如此做的话，那你会寻求圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
If we really want to be with God, we must live rightly. We must take time to be holy.
如果我们真的要与神同在，我们必须正确的生活，我们必须花时间来成为圣洁。
And this holiness is something that comes not through our own efforts, but as a gift from God, as the psalmist explains in verse 5.
这样的圣洁不是通过自己的努力而得来的，而是来自神的礼物，正如诗篇这个作者在第五节解释的。我来读第五节好了。第五节，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他成义。
So ask yourself honestly, Do I come to worship seeking his blessing on Sunday morning, but seek to live apart from him for the remainder of the week?
所以我们可以很诚实地问我们自己这个问题，难道我们星期天早晨来敬拜他，寻求他的祝福，但是其余一周的时间却寻求远离他而生活吗？
One clear indicator of your desire to be with God on Sunday is if you spend time with him throughout the week.
另外一个很清楚的指标就是来看一看你是不是渴望星期天与神同在，就是看一看你整个星期有没有花时间与神在一起。
I'm talking about doing devotions, Bible reading, and prayer.
我是说，我是指的说，像灵修的生活，读经、祷告这些。
Sure, the psalmist of the day didn't do devotions like we do.
很明显的，诗篇当时的这个作者并没有像我们今天一样做灵修祷告。
But it is clear from this psalm that if the psalmist could spend time with God throughout the week, he would choose to do so.
但是很清楚，如果诗篇这个作者他可以做一个选择的话，我相信他会花整个星期的时间与神同在。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a privileged time.
弟兄姐妹，我们生活在一个非常荣幸的一个时期。
We have God's word available to us in our own language.
我们有用我们自己语言熟悉的语言所写成的神的话语，就是圣经。
God can speak to us through His word as we open it and spend time with God there.
所以当我们打开圣经，花时间与神同在，神就会对我们说话。
Many of us have our own Bible or even multiple copies of the Bible.
我们很多人都有自己的圣经，甚至有很多本不一样的圣经。
But what good is having a Bible if you don't take time daily to open it up and read it?
但是有那么多本圣经，如果你不花时间打开来看，有什么好处呢？
How can you say that you want to worship God?That you're preparing to worship God if you don't spend time with Him in prayer and scripture reading throughout the week.
你会怎么说呢？如果你说你要敬拜神，你准备要来敬拜神，如果你整个星期不花时间和他祷告和读圣经呢？
Or for parents, what example are you setting for your children?
作为父母亲，你为你自己孩子所做的榜样是什么呢？
What would they say your values are?
他会怎么说你的价值观呢？
Would they say that you put their good grades ahead of God?
他会说你把好成绩放在神之前吗？
Would they say that you care more about money or comfort more than you care about what God has to say?
他会说你关心金钱或者关心舒适比你更关心神的话语吗？
Would they say that you care more about where they go to college than you do about their relationship with God?
他会不会说你更加关心他们去上哪一所大学，比更关心他们与神的关系好不好呢？
The reality is that if your sons and daughters see these things in your life as a parent, they will imitate you.
事实上，如果你的孩子们看到你在生活中所做这些事情，他们会模仿你的。
As a parent, you and I are the primary role models for our kids in this matter.
所以作为一个家长，你是你孩子们在这些事情上主要的榜样。
So do you lead your children in devotions at home?
所以你在你家中，你带领你的孩子灵修吗？
Or at the very least, do they know that you spend time with God daily?
或至少说他们看到你每天花时间与神亲近呢？
If not, why would you expect your children to want to come to worship God on Sunday if you do not spend time with God throughout the week?
所以如果没有的话，你为什么会期待你的孩子在星期天想要来敬拜神，如果你自己整个星期都不花时间与神亲近呢？
And at this point, some of you may be thinking, Nathan, I'm so busy and I already do so much for my family. I work long hours or even multiple jobs because I love them.
在这件事情上，你可能会这么说，我真的很忙，因为我已经为家人做了这么多的事情，很多的时间加班，甚至要兼好几个工作，因为我很爱他们。
Brothers and sisters, I understand that you love your family deeply.
弟兄姐妹，我知道你深爱你的家人。
Because you love your family, you want what's best for them.
因为你爱你的家人，所以你想要给他们最好的东西。
But is it not best that your family members spend time with the King of Glory who created the world?
但是，当你的家里的成员、你的孩子们花时间与这个创造世界的荣耀的神亲近的时候，这岂不是那最好的事情吗？
To be honest with you, I'm not trying to lay on you an extra burden.
老实讲，我并不是想加给你们额外的负担。
I'm not trying to add another thing to your endless list of things to do.
我并非试图想要加另外一件事情到你啊许多要必须完成的项目之中。
Rather, I want you to see from this psalm that spending time with God daily is not a burden, rather it's a delight.
相反的，我希望看到你每天花时间与神亲近不是一个负担，而是一种喜悦。
And it is one way that you and I can prepare ourselves as we come to worship.
而这是一种你我可以做一个预备来准备我们敬拜神的一个方法。
So where are you at this?
所以你自己的情况是什么呢？
Where do you find yourself?
你发现你自己在什么样的状况中呢？
Do you claim to want to worship God, but then continue to live in sin?
你会自己口口声声说要敬拜神，却继续生活在罪中吗？
Do you try to see God's face on Sunday morning, but then ignore Him throughout the week?
你会星期天早晨想要努力来寻求神的面，却在其他整个星期中去忽略神吗？
And if this is you, then let this sermon serve as a warning.
如果这就是你，我希望这个今天这个讲道是作为一个警讯。
Or maybe you're not a Christian.
或许你不是基督徒。
But maybe you're interested in worshiping God, who is the King over all creation.
但是你有兴趣来敬拜这位神，这位在万物之上创造万有的君王。
If this is you, then do as Charles Spurgeon says.
如果是这样的话，让我们来效法巴尔斯斯布真所说的。
He says, "Look then to Jesus Christ, who has already climbed the holy hill. He has entered as the forerunner of those who trust him. The Spirit of God will create in you a new heart and a right spirit."
斯布真是这么说的，他说。你看耶稣基督他已经登上了 圣山，他已经成为信靠他的人的先驱。神的灵会为你造一个新的心和一个对的灵。
By trusting in Christ for salvation, you can come to worship God on His terms.
借着信靠基督，你可以按着他的方式来到神的面前。
But if you are a Christian, and you're serious about coming to worship the King of Glory,And know this.
但是如果你已经是一个基督徒的话，并且你很认真的想要来敬拜这位荣耀的王，那么你应该知道这个。
Living a life that proves you worship the King of Glory is living a life that prepares you to worship the King of Glory.
过一种证明你真心敬拜荣耀的王的生活，就是你就是在准备敬拜荣耀的王。
Let me repeat that because I don't want you to miss it.
让我再重复一遍，因为我不希望你错过这一点。
Living a life that proves you worship the King of Glory is living a life that prepares you to worship the King of Glory.
当你过一个真心敬拜荣耀王的生活，那就是你在准备敬拜他的。
So we have an answer to the original question.
所以我们要回到怎么样回答我们最起初最早先那个问题的答案。
How do we come to worship, or how do we prepare to worship God?
我们如何来到神面前，或是我们如何来准备敬拜神？
We come to Him on His terms.
我们按着他的条件，按着他的方式来到他的面前。
In other words, we seek to live rightly and to be holy.
换句话说，我们是寻求过一个正确的、合一的生活，并且是圣洁的生活。
We intentionally live a life that shows that we want to worship the King of Glory.
换句话说，我们是要很刻意的过一种生活，来表明我们真心要敬拜这位荣耀的王。
May God give us the grace to live rightly, to be holy, so that we may come to worship Him.
愿神给我们他的恩典，使我们可以正确的、合一的过生活，是过一个圣洁的生活，所以我们可以来到他的面前来敬拜他。
Amen.